is, or menagim of a ben yeshiva, is that when you walk into a shul, a yeshiva, and you see a piece of paper that looks like a makarot sheet, you pick it up. You say, hey, I wonder what this is. That's one of those things, you know, you sit, you look at a makarot sheet from a different Beit Midrash, a different Rebbe. You ask yourself, I wonder what the Rebbe was trying to do. What are these sources trying to lead to? Hey, maybe there are any new sources I haven't seen. I say this by means of introduction. 2 weeks ago, we go for a walk. My wife and I usually go for a walk Shabbat afternoon. And then whenever Mincha comes, there's usually a shul within eye distance. So you just stop and you can walk into shul. So I walk into shul. There's a makarot sheet sitting on the chair I was planning on sitting next to. You pick it up. There was a scholar in residence that week. I flip through the first page. Okay, I'm aware of the makarot. I see where the shul is. I see where it's going. And then there's a source I'd never seen before. The source is a Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak, I am literally mefached to talk about in front of a Rebner's Mako. But Rav Hutner, Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, Yerosh Yeshiva, maybe one of the very few people that really, really understand the Pachad Yitzchak. And Rav Hutner has a really beautiful piece. And being that Rav Hutner and Rav Hutner and Eretz Tzvi are so connected, you're not going to believe, but the Perek of the Rambam that Rav Hutner talks about, of course, today is
third
Perek. And not only that, it's actually the second half of the Rambam that Rav Hutner quoted earlier this morning. And the Rambam says like this: after you need to wake up in shofar, lefichach, therefore, what's the plan, the call to action of the Rambam once you wake up? Says Rambam, I'm in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled of Hilchot Shuvah. Lefichach tzarech kol adam. Everyone needs to see themselves. Sheyirei atzmo kol hashana kula kiilu chatzav zakai v'chatzav chayav. To look at yourself, is it you? You're 50-50. Maybe some of you are 48-49. You're hanging on the balance. And during aser you make tshuva, everything that you do changes the balance of who you are and who you'll be. And says Rambam, for that reason, you need to give lots of tzedakah and do lots of mitzvot. And there are lots of great minhagim and chumras during aser yimei tshuva. People don't eat pas akum. Lavush quotes, you're supposed to do, kiddush levana. Do as many mitzvot as you can. That's the Rambam. Rav Hutner is really, really bothered by this Rambam. And Rav Hutner is bothered on two levels. Level number one is he tries to figure out how exactly does this work. I mean, let's be a good Jewish accountant. So, if I do 7 mitzvot today and 4 mitzvot tomorrow, is that enough? Wait, how do I balance who I am? Wait, does it matter what type of mitzvah it is? Are there some mitzvot that are worth more than others? I mean, maybe I should tell you, you were about to give tzedakah, whoa. Give half now, give a little bit more later. Don't give 10 shekel, $10, 10 pounds. Don't give it all at once. You can do 10 different mitzvot with that. Or wait, maybe it's not quantitative. Maybe it's qualitative. I don't know, maybe a half a shekel, I gotta be honest with you, a half a shekel goes on the scale, and you missed davening yesterday. I don't know, a half a shekel is going to buy you that much. So maybe it's qualitative, but if it's qualitative, well then how does that work? And how do I know what tips the scale? What mitzvot are bigger than others? That's the level of how. Rav Hutner is also bothered by the why. Why in the world does this work? Is it a facade? Like, really? Ready? Watch. I'm going to be a great guy for the next 10 days because, Santa Claus is coming down and watching everything I do. I mean, does that work? Really? Rav Hutner is bothered. Why and how does a Seret Yimei Tshuva work? And Rav Hutner develops the following idea. God doesn't care about whether you did one extra mitzvah or one less mitzvah. Let's be honest. In the grand scheme of things, plus one, minus one, an extra point, an extra kilo, an extra pound. It's not the end of the world if you're trying to, go on a diet or you're saving money, a dollar here, a dollar there. What God cares about is, are you the type of person during Aseret Yimei Tshuva who cares to do an extra mitzvah? Are you the type of person who says, you know what, I really want to do as many mitzvot as possible because, oh yeah, I care. Because I'm the type of person that wants to do mitzvot. Are you the type of person that says, listen, I got to be honest with you. There are people suffering in the world, people who need my help, there's learning to be done. You know, my phone is just a lot more interesting and the bed is much more inviting. I really, really just don't give a damn. And that's Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Who are you? Aseret Yemei Tshuva, God doesn't look at you and say, please give me your best legal defense. God says, I'm looking at what you do and how you act and your pattern of behavior. And what does that tell me? And guess what? Comes Rosh Hashanah. Start anew. Go for it. Let me see what you can do. Do you really care? I mean, Rosh Hashanah, think about it. You spent focusing on Malchio. What's Malchio? God is king. Oh, guys, wake up. God's here. God's king. Now, so what? What does that mean to you? Zichronot means I think about everything I did in the past. And Shofrot is about announcing to the world who I plan on being. Very nice. We had a wonderful, meaningful Rosh Hashanah. What happened to all your New Year's resolutions? You had inspirational moments. What did you do about them? Did you change anything the minute Rosh Hashanah ended? Did we make any difference to us? Have we lived our lives today differently than we did before Rosh Hashanah? Because those are the questions of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Aseret Yemei Tshuva is not about being inspired in Rosh Hashanah or feeling guilty and inspired in Yom Kippur. Aseret Yemei Tshuva is how do I put into action all the great inspirations that I've had? How do I start living a life of someone who just coronated, crowned God and is getting ready for Yom Kippur? What is the lifestyle that I'm going to start taking upon myself, and how do I start that today? And Aseret Yemei Tshuva is a practice of beginning, and hopefully the beginning of a year of what does it mean to live a life after my first Rosh Hashanah in Yeshiva. And that is entirely up to you.